Hello, everybody. It's always so good to be with you. It always starts out with, just a moment of getting things together, and then I remember why we're really here. Oh, yes, why we're really here. Thank you so much, Annie, for the beautiful reminder. What would we not give for peace? What anything would I hold on to that I would prefer to the end of conflict in my mind, in our mind, in our one mind? We're all responsible for the one mind and what's in it. We have our parts to play, of course, with our special relationships, but every step we take with our special relationships is a step toward God, is a step home, and it is a step in the ending of the idea that we really know anything at all about how to get back to ourselves. We have no idea how to get back to the Christ that we are. How do we get back to that? I saw for myself in that moment of looking at that, the word that came up for me is arrogance. It's arrogance to think that I have any knowledge at all that will be a powerful contribution to the truth, that I have any specific insights into how to get back to myself. So in that moment, it was clear that I just needed to ask. At that moment that we're all standing in all the time, is to say, show me the way here. Please show me the way, and because I need help. I need help to see, first of all, this world differently. My eyes don't do that. The body's eyes don't do that. So to see a different way means that I have to surrender my idea that I even know how to see my brother. I don't know. And so Jesus has given us the perfect tool, the perfect way back, by saying, you take your brother's hand and then invite me to enter that relationship. Invite Jesus to enter that relationship. So it's so present, and there are so many opportunities for me to experience Jesus and the Holy Spirit working through me, and to experience the love of God through them, to open myself and to open ourselves together to that love that we don't know, can't know, can't even imagine as bodies in this world, and yet we can invite Jesus and the Holy Spirit to show us how they work through us, how if we invite them into our relationships throughout our lives, throughout our day, throughout this moment, and allow him to show us a different way of seeing. And that restores us to peace. That restores us to the end of conflict. It is the end of conflict. It is the end of separate interests. It is the end of seeing my brother as a body. It is the undoing of the obstacles to peace. Because the obstacles to peace are always there in this moment, in our relationship with our own body or another body. Because the body represents the obstacle. In a sense, the body, or the belief in the body, that it has value, is one of the obstacles. The belief that the body, as it is, has value. So that is, indeed, I think, the second obstacle. Yes, indeed, it is. The second obstacle to peace is the belief that the body is valuable for what it offers. The second obstacle that peace must flow across, and is closely related to the first, which is the desire to get rid of peace. Well, we already know we desire to get rid of peace if we're standing there with our brother and we're not seeing him truly. So that's the first problem. The second is that the body is valuable for what it offers us. And it offers us pleasure, but it also offers us pain. And it doesn't matter if it's pleasure or if it's pain. As far as the ego goes, either one will do. Because either one convinces us that we're bodies. That we're a body. So, to stand with my brother, to first of all know that I have given up peace. If I don't feel comfortable with him, if I don't feel totally at peace with him, if I don't feel joy with him, and Jesus and the Holy Spirit will be there to show us how to see past that. Because, you know, we get stuck on appearances. We get stuck on ideas in our mind. We get stuck on thoughts about someone. And we can't see beyond it. I'm just in that asking for help. Help me to see beyond this appearance. Help me to see beyond the body. Help me to see beyond that there can be pleasure through the body, pain through the body. And let us go beyond that obstacle. And the third obstacle is the attraction for death. the attraction of death. Why, what better teacher to teach us that there is no such thing as death as our teacher? But first, we have to recognize that he is our teacher, and that he will be there, he is there, to show us how to look beyond our attraction to death, our attraction to attack, our attraction to judge, our attraction to murder. So we first have to see that we do that. We always have to see that we do that. Be honest with ourselves. It is what we do, as long as we do believe that we're these bodies. So we have help. Help is available, and to learn to experience that love that is not of this world, the love that's represented by Jesus and the Holy Spirit in teaching us and showing us how to look upon one another differently, how to forgive, and I will see you differently. It's something that there really is no way to express. There is no way to speak of it other than to feel the appreciation of it. Feel the gratitude of full appreciation for my brother. A full appreciation that we have been given a way to awaken from the dream that is so practical, and it has so many opportunities, and it's so joyous. While we are here, even while we are still here, dreaming in the dream, but now we're seeing the real world. It's the time for the real world in our minds. It's the blossoming of letting the obstacles to peace be removed once and for all, so that, as the Course so poetically puts it, so we can look up. So we can finally look up and address the fear of God. And you know, it's the obstacles 1, 2, and 3 undo the guilt. There's just no guilt left. I believed in attack. I believed in judgment. I believed in the body, attacking the body. I believed that the body was gonna be useful and for some ego goal, and then to lay all that down, there is simply no guilt left. And we look up, and we can decide from here on out, from this change that we're making, we can decide from here on out for the truth. We've made that decision. We've made that choice to look at all the obstacles, to invite our teacher to enter all of our relationships. And we have welcomed them because we have admitted we know nothing. We have admitted our arrogance didn't get us anywhere. and that we're really willing to be taught. We're willing for them to show us. And so we're committed to taking those steps. I know we are. I feel we are. And to know we're just not all that far from home ever. We really are not. It's really a very it's a very silly thing we do. A very, very silly thing we do. So let's see a moment. I'm still here, really. I think I'm still here. In this section I wanted to read. He's speaking about here in this moment while you are standing with your brother. Here in this moment, standing with your brother, holding his hand as representing the way home, as representing my Savior and my way to awaken, to see a different world, first to the real world, and then to knowledge beyond that. He says, here is you standing with your brother, is the holy place of the resurrection to which we come again, to which we will return until redemption is accomplished and received. Think who your brother is before you would condemn him, and offer thanks to God that he is holy and has been given the gift of holiness for you. Join him in gladness and remove all trace of guilt from his disturbed and tortured mind. Help him to lift the heavy burden of sin that you laid upon him and he accepted as his own, and toss it lightly and with happy laughter away from him. Press his brow not with thorns, nor nail it to him, unredeemed and hopeless. Give faith to your brother, for faith and hope and mercy are yours to give. Into the hands that giveth, the gift is given. Look on your brother and see in him the gift of God that you would receive. This is at Easter time. It's almost Easter. It's today. It's resurrection time. It's this day. Let us give redemption to each other and share it, that we may rise as one in resurrection, not separate in death. Behold the gift of freedom that the Holy Spirit has given to you, and be you and your brother free together as you offer the Holy Spirit the same gift. Free your brother here as I freed you. Give him the selfsame gift. Nor look upon him with condemnation of any kind. See him as guiltless as I look on you, and overlook the sins he thinks he sees within himself. This is Jesus being with us. Being with us and our brother. Offer your brother freedom and complete release from sin. Here, in the garden of seeming agony and death, so we will prepare together the way unto the resurrection of God's Son, and let him rise again to glad remembrance of his Father who knows no sin, no death, and only life eternal. Together, we will disappear into the presence beyond the veil, not to be lost, but to be found, not to be seen, but to be known, and knowing nothing in the plan of God has established for salvation would be left undone. This is the journey's purpose, without which is the journey meaningless. Here is the peace of God, given to you eternally by Him. Here is the rest and the quiet that you seek, the reason for the journey from its beginning. Heaven is the gift you owe your brother, the debt of gratitude you offer to the Son of God in thanks for what He is and what His Father created Him to be. Thank you, Jesus. I had absolutely no idea that we were going to get the Easter message today. I had no idea we were going to get the resurrection message. You can just feel the rejoicing all over the kingdom as we, you know, truly lift our eyes up with our brother and see that we are together. You know, we go together, you and I. We go together, you and I. This is true of absolutely every brother, every encounter, every meeting. Oh, our families, our friends, our people we work with, people we struggle with, people we don't know, people that are suffering, people that have cancer, people who are homeless. Everyone, absolutely everyone is included in this holy instant, in which we know we are one. The atonement is just waiting for us to claim it. I will accept atonement for myself. And I will accept atonement for everyone. It's the same thing. Thank you for joining in this. We are risen indeed. We still have work to do, and we are risen indeed.